This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
شيء في الأرض ولا في السماء وهو السميع العليم رضيت بالله ربا وبالإسلام دينا وبمحمد صلى الله عليه وسلم نبيا اللهم إنا نسألك علما نافعا ورزقا طيبا وعملا متقبلا يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك وعلى طاعتك اللهم أدخلنا جنتك اللهم أدخلنا جنتك اللهم أدخلنا جنتك وأجرنا من النار وأجرنا من النار وأجرنا من النار ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار وصلى الله على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أن الحمد لله رب العالمين آمين يا رب العالمين. The meaning of this recitation is asking Allah to bless our morning till the evening, from the evening till the next morning. So ask Allah for His blessing in our living, whatever we do when we are still alive, and also may Allah give all of us a good ending. Some people have a good beginning, but their ending is always full of challenges, trial, tribulation, and fitna. We keep on asking Allah for the maximum goodness, wellness for our well-being and for our family and the ummah. And then we said, O Allah, protect all of us from all the fitan, the challenges that we do not know what is coming. Only Allah, the all-knowing, the all-seeing. He is aware of everything, and when we keep on asking Him for maximum protection, the protection of Allah will be there for us. But if any one of us overconfident, I don't need Allah, I know how to protect myself, then Allah will leave it to you, and you have to face it by yourself. And we said to Allah, O Allah, make all of us people who are ready to serve you, to please you in everything that you want us to do, we try our level best. Anything that you dislike, we stay away. Anything that Allah wants us to do is for our own good. Anything He forbids us also is for our own benefit. So it's important to have this kind of understanding, awareness, so that we will never fail ourselves. And we also ask Allah Rabbul Alameen to make us people who are grateful and thankful because we have a religion to guide us. Anything you want in your life, you don't have to look to the east, to the west, you just look into Islam. Islam is there to show you the way. This is what we have been asking Allah every single day in our prayer. When we recite Surah Al-Fatiha, we said, Ihdina siratul mustaqim, O Allah, guide us all to the right way, to the right path. Anything you do right, you minimize your problem. Problem is always there in life. How good a person, you have the bad people who don't like good people. If you stay uncorrupted, the corrupted people don't like you because you become a problem to them. But you have to save your own soul. So when you don't allow yourself to be corrupted, you fear nothing. You know, you're innocent. Anybody can come and check on you. The police can come and visit you 100 times. I have no problem. because I know that I don't do anything wrong. Just example. So we ask Allah again, O Allah, make us humble enough to follow the best person, that is the one that Allah chose to be His last messenger, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He was sent as the best example. As a youngster, before he was a prophet, he is known to be Al-Amin and also As-Sadiq, the one who you can trust with anything. He'll never betray your trust. The guy or the young man who never lie. Anytime when he says something, he only speaks the truth, nothing but the truth. He is a successful businessman, a successful husband, a successful father, a successful leader. And that's why he got billions of followers today. You never come across anybody who have that kind of followers. And not just be his follower, who love him more than themselves. And when anybody try to humiliate this man, we are ready to die for him. That is how the love that we have developed to this great man that Allah choose to guide us, to show us the way. Then we said to Allah, O Allah, we need true knowledge, pure knowledge, so that our mind will never be corrupted by hearsay, daresay, because there are so many opinion and saying around us today. We just want to follow what Allah wants us to do. What he said in the Quran and what the Prophet ﷺ has shown us, simple as that. Then we say to Allah, we know we live in this world, whether you like it or not, even you like to fast. This is the month of Sha'ban before Ramadan. We love to fast, but you must remember, even how committed you are to fasting, you must break your fast. You have to eat. So we ask Allah to bless us with good food, not just halal, halalan tayyiba. You are what you eat. You are careful with your food. May Allah bless your health. Yeah, your body will be very grateful to you, because you take care of your body. Anything to do with food, have a balanced nutrition. That is the best. Then we ask Allah to give us energy to do what? To do what please Him. We want to be active and productive person. We do not want to be passive and very destructive person. Brothers and sisters, at the end, we keep on asking Allah, O Allah, enter all of us to His paradise, Jannah, 3 times. And ask Allah to protect us from hellfire 3 times. Why we say 3? Because the Prophet said so. That whoever said 3 times, in the morning, in the evening, O Allah, enter us to your paradise and protect us from hellfire. The caretaker of paradise, angels of Ridwan, and the caretaker of Jahannam, hell, will also pray for us. See how connected we are. When we are connected to Allah, then the angels also, are connected to us. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless all the speaker who came all the way around the globe, from Canada, US, Australia, Ireland, Qatar, Austria, and all of the countries who were with us more than 2 weeks. That's why I was absent for 2 weeks. The first longest travel I have in the country. Normally, if I travel overseas, maybe 2 weeks, 3 weeks. But domestic travel, maximum 4 days. This is the longest, almost 16 days. Where to? We have the second Sunnah, International Sunnah Convention in Palis. And after that, we have a conference too in Langkawi. So the first, the nearest one is me alone, the speaker. The rest are all coming from overseas. We pray may Allah make them have a safe journey back home, to their family, to their loved one. And may Allah reward all the sacrifices that everybody have offered for the sake of Allah, Rabbul Alameen. Brothers and sisters, we know that now we are in the month of Sha'ban. After Sha'ban, then Ramadan is coming in very soon. So what normally you experience is in the month of Sha'ban, you see a lot of Muslims is trying their best to start to fast. Why do they fast? Because the Prophet also chose to fast Sha'ban more than any other month before Ramadan. The Prophet did say, from his beloved wife Aisha radiallahu anha, لم يكن نبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يصوم شهرا أقصر من شعبان فإنه كان يصوم شعبان كل. Aisha, the wife, said that the Prophet never fast continuously other than Ramadan except Sha'ban. He may keep on fasting, but the Prophet do not allow us to follow the way he is fasting, because he was used with this fasting before Ramadan was make an obligation to fast. One Ramadan was make an obligation, the fast that he fast the whole month is only a Ramadan. And the Prophet remind us, if you cannot fast, or you are not supposed to fast, if you are not used to it. If none of us have been trained to fast the whole month in Ramadan, you don't go to all these optional fasts. Because there is one general hadith from our Prophet إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَقْبَلُ تَتَوَّعَ حَتَّى تُعَدِّي فَرِيدًا. Allah will not accept any optional fasting or ritual until you have fulfilled your obligation. What is wajib is being fulfilled. Then you can add the optional one. You don't be so active in doing all the optional thing and abandon your fard. That is not the way. Adab is very important towards Allah Rabbul Alameen. The Prophet also based on the hadith from Tirmizi, from Salama, ما رأيت النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يصوم شهرين متتابعين إلا شعبان ورمضان. This is the command of the wife of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. I never seen the Prophet fast 2 months continuously except Sha'ban and Ramadan. Then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam also remind his ummah. What did he say? He said, لا يتقدمن أحدكم رمضان بصوم يوم أو يومين إلى الآخرة حديث. You are not supposed to fast anything before Ramadan, because Ramadan is the only obligation and obligatory fast, farz, If you're used to it, you can, but if not, never fast 1 or 2 days before Ramadan. Why? The Prophet is worried that you overdo things, then you miss your Ramadan. You don't feel well, you're not ready, you are tired, and then you abandon what is wajib. The same goes with if you're praying optional prayer and the fardu prayer, make sure you, before you start the optional, you are consistent with your fard prayer, the 5 prayer. Make sure you don't miss. Then when you think that you have some extra energy to add, you can add. Yeah, the Qabliya Fajr, 2 rakat before Fajr. Yeah. Witr, 3 rakat after the end of the night prayer, Isha. You can start to add plan. Yeah. But please don't overdo anything that is not wajib, stay, not obligatory. Yeah, it's not an obligation. Only for those who have extra energy, who are used to it. Because the Prophet ﷺ also did mention in one of the hadiths that he loved to fast 2 days in a week, Monday and Thursday. Why he said that? The Prophet said that Monday and Thursday is the day that I like to fast. Because it's a day that Allah loves to see what we are doing, all the good deeds that we are doing. If you present it properly on Monday, Thursday, then you will have more reward from Allah, Rabbul Alameen. So, brother and sister, anybody who wants to fast in Sha'ban, you can, but make sure that you are used to it. If not, you just wait for Ramadan to come. And here we have full month of Qiyam Ramadan. To make sure that when we fast in the daytime, we don't miss the night prayer together. We maximize the reward that Allah is going to give us in the month of Ramadan. Every night, we will start 9 p.m. Isha prayer here. And we will continue our prayer after the Isha and Sunnah Ba'dal Isha with Qiyam Ramadan, popular known as Salat Taraweh. Salat At-Taraweh, the night prayer. So, brothers and sisters, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for all of us. And may those who are traveling will be back safe, yeah, with their family members, and those who are not well, we keep on asking Allah to protect us, to grant us a fast recovery upon all the sicknesses that we have encountered, we are experiencing. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive all our sins and make us a better Muslim. Amin. Brothers and sisters, we are coming back to learn the ethic towards Allah. I think my assistant have been sharing with all of you. Just a very brief one. How to have the right feeling, adapt towards Allah. It's very simple. If you are humble enough, you know that Allah is the creator of all things, the all-knowing, all-seeing, all-hearing. You must have this connection, feeling Allah the creator, the sustainer, the provider, the all-knowing, all-seeing, all-hearing. If you accept that, and you are connected to all this attribute of Allah, then you should not say, do anything against what He wants you to do. Just be a good follower. Because He knows everything. You don't know. He sees everything. We can see what is waiting for us outside this hall. Whether when we are driving out, there's an accident waiting for us, we don't know. Allah, He knows. You don't hit anybody, anybody can come and hit you. Sometimes accident is not because you are careless. You are very careful. But the other driver is not careful. Anything can happen in life. So when you know that Allah is the creator, all-knowing, all-seeing, you just be a good follower. What He wants you to do, you do. When you start to drive, travel, don't forget to remember a short prayer, dua. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Subhanallazi sakkara lana haza ma kunna lahu muqrinin wa inna ila rabbina lamunqalibun. At least, if you don't memorize it, try your best to memorize it. Try, you have been driving for years. If you have been trying, I'm sure, it's not only for the driver, even the passengers. When you're in a transport, recite. But when you are in a boat, you don't say that anymore. You have another dua. Bismillahi majriha wa mursaha, inna rabbi laghafur rahim. Even how strong the wind and the wave is, inshallah, Allah will protect you because you seek Allah's protection. That is very important. Yeah. All these are reminder. Yeah? So we hope that all of us do have the understanding, the adab towards Allah. How do you feel when your parent want you to do something? Do you think it's good just to follow them? Or you want to argue with them? I know better, Papa. Mama, you don't go to school. I went to school, you know, from very young. Oh, now because they send you to school, you think you are better than them? No. You may have more knowledge, exposed to all the IT, but you must remember, your experience is very limited. Our parents have a lot of life experiences. Knowledge without experience is different. Yeah. So you don't try to show that you know better. Even you know better, be humble. Inshallah, you see there's a lot of good thing is going to happen to you. Then we talk about what is our behavior, our attitude, character towards Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the messenger of Allah. You must remember, brothers and sisters, the messenger of Allah is a human like us. But he was chosen by Almighty Allah as his last messenger. This will come later on for us to learn how important to know this man and to know what he wants you to do, because he was sent as the way to reach Allah Rabbil Alameen. Now today, I'm going to share with all of you about the etiquette with respect to the word of Allah, Almighty, the all-knowing, the all-seeing, the creator of all things, the sender of all prophets and messengers, and the revealer of all the heavenly books is Allah Rabbul Alameen. Allah is not just God to the Muslim, no. He is the creator from the time of Adam alayhi salam. In the Quran, Allah Himself call Himself Allah. Innani anallah la ilaha illa ana. When He was talking to Moses, He said to Moses, Inni anallah, indeed I name myself Allah. To make it clear, so the name Allah is not given by anybody but Himself. He chose. to be called Allah. Yeah. Muslims believe in the sacredness of the speech of Allah, Kalam Allah. The word of Allah cannot be corrupted, cannot be changed. That's why when you look in the Holy Quran, from the day it was revealed until today, brothers and sisters, it is a miracle. You can go to Cambodia, China, Mongolia. You can go to India, Pakistan, Afghanistan, Africa, Europe. The Quran is only one. Everywhere you go, the origin of the Quran is in Arabic. Nobody changed that. But they have meaning translation in many, many languages. If you have doubts, Allah said, La raiba fihi. In my book, there is no doubts in it. Every single word is from Him. And nobody can change it. I show you some simple example. Anybody want to challenge the miracle of the Quran, you can collect all the Quran in the world. You can burn, destroy it. And you collect all the other scriptures from the Christian, from the Jew, from the Hindu. Just collect and then you burn it. Now you call all these scholars, great scholars, to rewrite again. You cannot do it like the Holy Quran. With the technology we have, minimum 1 month, you will see that the Quran can be written again, collected again, and you can see, you can get one from Mongolia, one from Africa. Everybody recite the Quran perfectly, correctly, words by words, phrase by phrase, unchanged. This Quran that is from Allah, Allah chose to be in Arabic. That's why wherever you go, you see when the Muslims are praying, they never pray in other language except Arabic. The Arab can go to China, the Imam is a Chinese Imam, and he recites, everybody can follow. If he make a mistake, everybody can remind him. You go to India, Pakistan, the Quran reciter always back to the origin. And no one have memorized the Book of God more than the Muslim. You have millions of Muslims around the globe who memorize the whole Quran. From a very young age, you don't have even any Pope who memorized the Bible, because the Bible keeps on changing from time to time. Most of the Muslims, if you ask them, have you finished reciting the whole Quran? Majority will say, yes. We have recited the Quran complete, but we may not understand and we don't memorize. But if you ask any of the others, believer who believe in their book, have you read your book completely? No. Because any other than the Quran is no more protected. Allah Himself said, even the Old Testament have been changed, even the New Testament have been changed. But when this keep on happening, then Almighty Allah said to us, Inna nahnu nazzalna zikra wa inna lahu lahafizun. We are the one who is going to reveal the last testament, the Quran, as a reminder, and we will protect the authenticity of this book until the end of time. Allahu Akbar. Remember, this is not the word of anybody except it is the word of the Creator. It's Allah's word, which no falsehood can approach from before it or behind it. Whoever speaks in accord with the Quran has spoken the truth. Allah said, Al-Haq min Rabbik. The truth in the Book of Allah is from Him. You are just conveying the truth. The Prophet ﷺ was reminded, and for him to tell the people, وَمَا يَنْتِكُ أَنَ الْهَوَىٰ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيٌ يُوحَىٰ. I never say anything from the Word of God except what was revealed to me. I don't use my opinion, how I feel. No, nothing to do with my feeling. Every single word of Allah that was revealed to me, I convey it the way I receive. That's all. That's why if you open the Quran, you will never come across a saying. The companion said, Prophet Muhammad said that Allah said no. Anything from Allah, call Allah, call Allah, call Allah. From Allah Almighty, from Allah the Creator, the All-Knowing, All-Seeing, from Him. But anything that comes from Prophet Muhammad, because he was commanded by Allah to convey the message and then show them. If Allah said, Aqimu Salah, pray, how to pray, then the Prophet was guided by Angel Gabriel, and then now he has to teach us how to pray. And the first ayah that Allah revealed is Iqra, read. Iqra bi bismika rabbikal, read with the name of your Lord. Meaning, from the beginning, Allah wants you to have knowledge. He do not want you to be a blind follower. Don't become a blind follower. Read with the name of your Lord who have created you. Yeah? Whoever judged according to it has judged justly. If you want to judge anybody, don't be judgmental. But if you are called to be a judge, make sure you judge them according to what Allah has commanded you to do. Nobody is perfect. If anything comes to you, brothers and sisters, should you just listen and believe in it? How do you feel? You have a very personal relationship with your friend for 40 years, 30 years. You have been very good with each other. Then now you have a new friend who is not happy with your friendship with your old friend. They are starting to create some whispering here and there so that you have doubts towards your old friend. Now you have a new friend. How do you feel? Do you entertain? Normally, do you entertain? Yes, we will entertain. It depends. It depends how corrupted the new friend is concerned. Just an example. You got married because you trust each other. You believe in each other. Suddenly, there's somebody who likes you more. They want to create some unrest in your feeling. Now with the AI, it's more dangerous. Suddenly, they're going to put the face of your so-called husband that you trust so much, and they say something that he never said, talking about you to a stranger. How do you feel? You wait for him to come home and see what is going to happen? Are you going to just believe in what you hear and trying to judge your husband or your wife? No. If you want to judge anybody, Allah said, فَتَبَيَّنُوا. فَتَبَيَّنُوا means you must listen first. Allah gives you a pair of ears. You listen from the right. You still have the left ear. Yeah. To do your duty. You must listen from both parties. فَتَبَيَّنُوا. You cannot just amen to what hearsay, no. Is that easy, brother and sister? Is that easy not to be judgmental? What do you think? No. What comes first? Anything comes first, you give priority. But Islam, Allah said, no, don't do that. Then you will make a mistake and you will regret. Why must you go through all this? That's why if you want to know how to judge a person, somebody talk to you about that person. It's also your friend. Your friend gossip about you. You know, he's not a good friend. Okay? If you want, you can do that. You invite your friend and this one who is telling you about your friend. And when both is in front of you while you're having tea, then you throw a question. I just want to ask you, my brother, my sister, did you say something like this? Normally, the third party, they are not ready to face the truth. Sometimes they whisper to you, say, I'm telling you something, but secret, no secret. You don't tell him, no, that I told you. Normally, they'll come to that approach. Don't entertain. Anybody who have more than 3 children, at home, those who have more, you must remember, the one who suffer most is the eldest one. Because the elder one, at first, he is the only child. So all the attention is on him. Now you have the second one, the attention is divided now. You have the third one, he want more manja already. The manja one. So every time when you are outside, especially the father when they come home, papa, the young one will run to the papa. My brother, my sister, beat me, scold me. The young one always want more attention. How do the first and the second child feel? Okay, you do this to us, Papa may scold us, but when you, Papa, go out again, we will have some fun with you. Those who have more children, they will learn. Yeah. I have 7 grandchildren. But because I have a good training from young, so I listen, of course, I say, don't worry, your grandpa is here now. Then when the big brother come, I ask the big brother, did you do this to your young brother? Huh? What did you say? Then the big brother is going to be very aggressive now. He haven't done nothing and you go and lie. And then can look at the face of the young one. Very cheeky. It's very common. Human is like this. When they want more attention from you, they create something. Allahu Akbar. So be very wise. When you want to make a judgment, you have the right. But the best thing, don't be judged. Here say, khalas. Yeah, especially among children. Yeah. Then you are not going to help them. Yeah. Is devoted people are the people of Allah and His special people. Those who are committed to Allah, committed to the Quran, they will never say anything without referring back to the Quran. Allah said in the Quran, فَإِن تَنَزَقْتُمْ فِي شَيْءٍ فَرَدُّوا إِلَى اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ. When there's any problem in your life, any misunderstanding, any issue and dispute, be humble, control your tongue, both parties hold for a while, now let us refer back to the book of Allah. فَرُدُّهُ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ. What do Allah say about this matter? What the Prophet ﷺ said about this matter, then it's a win-win situation. Not me, not you, but what Allah said, what the Prophet said. Because these are not you and me. This is the Creator, the All-Knowing. What is in your heart also in His knowledge. You cannot pretend and lie to God. And the Prophet was sent to guide all of us. Be truthful. When you speak, speak what is true, or be silent. That's how the teaching of Islam is. Yeah. Those who stick to it shall be successful and victorious. Whoever follow the guidance of Quran, the book of Allah, you have a lot of peace because you are not going to be unfair to anybody. You're very careful. No? Those who turn away from it are destroyed and become a loser. If everyone, that's why the Prophet even said, if there are three judges, two go to hell, one will go to paradise. Why two go to hell? Because majority of humans have their weaknesses. They like to please the higher authority. They are not here to please God. They don't have that kind of fear that the truth is the truth, nothing but the truth, the whole truth. But anybody can lie. You go to the court, they may have one secret book that they believe. I will speak the truth, nothing but the truth, the whole truth. They can just swear with this, swear with that, but they still lie to you. But to Allah, you cannot lie. To human, you can, but to Allah, you can't. So a good judge will have to listen from both parties. Then with his knowledge, guided by the book of God, not by his feeling, he will decide. Then, alhamdulillah, justice prevails. If not, then there's no more justice. Now you can see the world today, there's no justice. People who live in peace in Palestine for so long, and now you have another group of people say, now you can get out. And now they are forcing other countries, you take these people. We are not the troublemaker. We are peaceful maker. We live in peace for so long. Suddenly you have a group of people who are greedy, selfish, just think of themselves. They come to your home, they say, you can get out now, this is our house. How do you feel? We have been staying here from generation now. You say, no, you can get out now. Go. You can bring some of your belonging, the rest belong to us. This is a daylight robbery. We come and rob you. Destroy your property, your land, take your land, your family. This is what we call genocide. There's no justice. Now you have the big brother who was supposed to bring peace. He's also saying, no. We want to take the whole land. Astaghfirullah. What is justice? You like to bully the weak one? You think you can do everything you want to do? People prepare to die for what they believe. This is our homeland. You want us to live? No. We will fight until the last tip of the blood in our body. We will stay here. Just an example. If we love the Zionists so much, so simple. You have a big land in America, open a state and pass and call them to come and migrate and stay there in peace. So simple. If you want justice, you also open your gate, open your door. Why don't you do that? This is an example. Brother and sister, a Muslim faith in the grandeur and greatness of the Book of Allah is increased by what has been stated about it by the one who received its revelation, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said, "Iqra'u al-Qur'an fa innahu yaji'u yawm al-qiyamah shafi'an li sahib." Read the Quran, of course, with understanding, for it shall come as an intercessor, Shafi'a, for its companion on the day of resurrection, the day of judgment. The more you read and understand and you follow the Quran, you see your status will be upgraded in the day of judgment. Yeah. Even if you are going to paradise with the Quran, paradise have 100 classes. The highest for all of us is Jannatul Firdaus Al-A'la. Then you have Na'im. And then you have other level. The more you recite, your status will be upgraded. But also remember, the more you recite, the more responsible you are towards the word of Allah. If Allah said, help the poor, you must help the poor. You don't humiliate, belittle the poor and the needy. If Allah said, feed the hungry one, you must be ready to share. If Allah said, be kind, you must be kind. If Allah said, forgive, you must learn how to forgive. Then you will get the intercession from the Quran, the Shafi'a from the Quran. There's other hadith the Prophet said. It's not here in this page now. The Prophet said, "Iqra'ul Quran wa'malu bihi wa la ta'kulu bih." Read the Quran. So every Muslim must learn how to read the book of Allah. Because this is the best book, uncorrupted. La rayba fi. Talking about the past that have happened as a lesson learned. Talking about the present so we know how to move on. And talking about the past so that we are preparing for our future. That is the Quran. Talking about the past, the present, and the future. Amazing, brother and sister, what is happening around the globe is stated in the Quran already. What is happening one by one, it surfaces. Because Allah, the Creator, He knows everything. From the day when all this thing was not created, He have all the knowledge already. Before He created us, 50,000 years, all our recorded, what is going to happen, what is being ordained, have been recorded. 50,000 years ago. Nothing new to Allah. New to you, new to me. But not to Allah. I give you one simple example. A very important lesson for all of us. Anybody who was your friend, you trust him, he has been very good to you. Suddenly one day, he belittled you in front of everybody. He find the right time, yeah, where there are a lot of people around, and he humiliate you and he belittle you. How do you feel as a human? How do you feel? Sometimes there are people who use this, they express themselves in this manner. We have been living together as siblings, or we have been living as husband and wife for 20 years. We have sacrificed everything for 20 years. Suddenly in front of the family members, like Chinese New Year example, the family reunion, uncle, auntie, all is around, cousin, nephew, all is around. And you have a man saying to you, your husband, my wife, huh? The Malay expression, they say, satu sen pun tak guna. After 20 years serving the man, this man said, satu sen pun tak guna. How do you feel? Sisters, how do you feel? For us, oh, maybe the slip of the tongue, maybe his heart is still okay, he left me, only his word. Like somebody always say, itu hati dia baik, mulut saja jahat. Can you excuse that person with that? You can, as a person. Because you don't know what's in his heart. You know what Allah who created us is telling us in the book? Whoever dare to speak, belittle you in front of the public, what is in his heart is double. Don't play with this kind of person. We may dislike one another. We might not trust one another 100%. But keep it to yourself. Just be careful. You have the right to do that. Don't share your secret. You can do that because that is your privacy. You don't like somebody, of course, not everybody we like. It's okay. Just be careful. Just don't get close to that person. Don't share a lot of your private matter. Keep it to yourself. But what Allah is telling is, if they dare to say to you, you are this, you are like this, like that, in front of me, what is in the heart is double. Allah is telling us. So don't take things lightly. If you follow the guidance of the Quran, you save yourself from a lot of problems. So the Prophet said, read the Quran wa'amalu bih. After reading the Quran, understand the meaning, act upon it. Follow. You read the rule, you understand the rule, just follow. Be a good follower. وَلَا تَعْقُلُوا بِهِ. And the Prophet said, you don't commercialize the Quran. If anybody want to give you any token, you are free to accept. But you don't commercialize the Book of God. The Word of God is free for everybody. For people who have knowledge, it's your duty to teach those who don't have knowledge. And may Allah bless you for your effort. And each time when you teach somebody recite the Quran, and each time that person recite the Quran, you get 10 rewards from Allah. One letter, 10 rewards. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. How many letters? How many letters in Bismillahirrahmanirrahim? Calculate. You have Ba, Sin, Mim, Alif, Lam, Ra, Mim, Nun, and then Alif, Lam. How many letters altogether? Say 20 years. So each time when a person recites Bismillahirrahmanirrahim that you taught him, he will get every letter, لِكُلِّ harf ashru amsal, 10 rewards. Per letter, not per sentence, per letter. Alif, Lam, Mim, Alif 1, Lam 1, Mim 1. 3 letters. Then you got 30 rewards. Huge reward. So what the Prophet is trying to remind us, اقرأوا القرآن وعملوا به ولا تأكلوا به. Read the Quran with the right intention, purely for the sake of Allah. And your intention is to follow the Quran. And don't commercialize the word of God. ولا تشتروا بآياتي ثمنا قليلا. The word of Allah is priceless. Do for the sake of Allah, and when they appreciate your effort, they give you some token. Alhamdulillah. خيركم من تعلم القرآن وعلمه. Now the Prophet is telling us who are the best among us. The best among you are the one who learn the Quran because you are learning the best word. This is the best book, the book that Allah said, La Raiba Fi. Everything written in this book, there's no doubt in it, is 100% true. What have happened is true. What is happening is true. What is going to happen is true. And the messengers of Allah continue by saying, Ahlul Quran, Ahlullah, wa khasatu. The people of the Quran are Allah's people and His special servant. Allahu Akbar. Allah is trying to tell us, if you are the person who always read the word of Allah, talk, convey the verses of Allah, you are very special. That's why you have to remind each other with the reminder of Allah. If you want to say, I'm wrong, but you don't say, I said you are wrong. You may be wrong too. It's not I who said you are wrong. Allah say you are wrong. Allah say, don't gossip. You are gossiping, my brother. Is gossiping right? Gossiping is bad. وَيْلُ لِكُلِّ حُمَزَةٍ لُمَزَةٍ. Hellfire for the gossiper, the bad biter. But what can you do? Everybody loves to gossip. And why they like the gossip? Because we entertain. We like to hear. The more people gossip, the more we lend our ear. When people start to gossip, remind, brother, please. If you know that he is wrong, you are sure he is wrong, please talk to him. Go and talk to him. Tell him. Why dare not tell him, you know? My boss is wrong. How can I talk to my boss? Then pray for him. Pray. Father and mother, have we made mistake before? As a father or a mother? Are we angels? We're human. We may make mistake. What should we do? No, because I am your father, I'm always right. And so happen, your name also right. You see, my name also right. I don't know why my father gave me this name, or my mother gave, to show you that I am always right. No. Nobody is 100% right. Everybody have their weaknesses. Now, look at how the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is telling us, showing us about the beauty of the Quran. He said, "Innal qulub tasda kama yasda'ul hadid." Faqila ya Rasulullah, wa ma jila'uha? Faqal, tilawatul Quran wa zikrul maut. The heart of everyone get rusty. We all have a heart in our body. Like irons get rusty. But you can see, that means the heart can easily be corrupted. So the people, the companions said, "Oh, Messenger of Allah, what is its cleansing? How to clean this heart?" The Prophet responded by saying, reciting the Quran and remembering death. Can you imagine, brother, and say, when you have no peace, the best way to have peace, to attain peace, recite the Book of Allah. Just open and recite. And reflect. Because Allah said, "Alla bi zikrillahi tatma'inul qulub." By remembering Allah, reciting His Book, the heart rests. The Prophet also said to us, "Allah fi jasada ibnu Adam mudghah. Iza salaha salahat jasada kullu, wa iza fasada fasadat jasada kullu." In our body, every one of us, there is a piece of flesh. If this flesh is good, healthy, pure, the whole body become healthy, become positive. But if this piece of flesh is corrupted or rotten, every faculty will turn negative, become rotten. What do the Prophet trying to tell us? This piece of flesh, when it is good, connected to Allah, then your eye, when you see things, you only see what is positive. Everything negative, you know how to filter. Your ear, exposed to all this hearing, you only entertain what is positive. Any negative, you filter again. It acts like a filtering. Your word, anytime you want to say something, you are very careful. You say what that benefit you and benefit others, or silent is golden. To say. Sometimes quiet is better. Your hand will be only touching things that belong to you, will not steal, because that flesh is good. Thing that is not yours, you don't take. You go to the mosque with a slipper, you come back with the same slipper. You don't go to the mosque with slipper, you come up, you go in and take people's shoes, and then you have a new pair of shoes. You don't do that. And then the Prophet said, Allah, hiya qalb, that is your heart. When your heart is good, is clean, is at ease, in peace, everything becomes peaceful. When this is rotten, everything becomes negative. You look at the person, you only look at the negative side of the person. You only like to entertain negative words. No. And when you talk, only Allah knows what word is going to come up from your tongue, from your mouth, only Allah knows. It's like when you love your children, talk to them, speak to them, engage with them. You don't use the three S: shouting, screaming, scolding. Don't do that. They may be wrong, but they don't know. They are young. They are very playful. Your duty is to engage, talk to them. We don't really talk to the children. We scream, shout, and scold them. It's not good. Children will not talk to you anymore. Children will talk to their friend. That's why their friend know them more than you. Because you don't listen. You don't talk to them. You scream at them, shout at them. Just an example. So our heart, yeah, is the area that we must purify. Anytime when you're having doubts, you are not resting very well, worried this, worried that, read the book of Allah. Remember Allah. And remember that sooner or later we will die. We will die. You are healthy, you die. You are rich also, you die. You are poor also, you die. I've seen this, yeah. I've experienced this many, many times. My own student, family men who are very young, we thought that they will live longer than us, gone. They're very healthy. No sign of illness, gone. Everybody will die. So we want to have a good ending, brothers and sisters. And the Prophet ﷺ keep on reminding his ummah. And this is one of the things that I like to share with all of you today as the last ayat. This ayah is being recited every Jumaat for the men who go for the Friday prayer. The second khutbah, the imam, not only in Malaysia, the whole world, the imam will recite this ayah as a reminder. وَزَكِّرْ فَإِنَّ زِكْرَ تَنْفَعَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ Quran said, give reminder. The reminder must come from God, not from me, from anybody, from Allah who knows everything, who sees everything. And the reminder from Him always bring benefit to all of us, because it's Allah's word, God's word, not human's word. The ayah is Inna Allaha ya'murukum, or Inna Allaha ya'muru bil adri wa ihsan wa ita'i zil qurba wa yanhani al-fahsha'i wal-munkari wal-baghi. Verily Allah command all the believer to enjoin what is fair and be kind, ihsan, be just. Anytime you engage with human, you must make sure you are a just person. You don't jump into conclusion. You listen carefully, you filter everything, and then you will make sure justice prevails. Justice for all. Oh, no justice for all. It's not only because you are somebody, they are just to you. They always protect your interest. You are nobody class. Even you're right, you can be wrong because you are nobody. In Islam, it's what you know. In life, who you know. There is a difference. Yeah. In the teaching of Islam, what you know is right, is right. Allah said you are right, you are right. Even you are poor, you are helpless. If Allah said you are right, means you are right. Nobody can override you. But the world that we live on is a bit different. It's so corrupted. The people who commit so many mistakes, so corrupted, they can just go free. People like you and me, small mistake, you have a lot of problem. Is that fair? It's not right at all. So this ayah will be recited every Friday in the second khutbah. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَعْمُرُ بِالْعَدْلِ وَإِحْسَانِ وَإِيتَاءِ ذِي الْقُرْبَى وَيَنْهَى عَنِ الْفَحْشَاءِ وَالْمُنكَرِ وَالْبَغْيِ. Meaning, Allah command every one of us to be fair and have ihsan. Ihsan is kindness, mercy. If you think this kind of mistake do not cause a lot of harm to others, just yourself, is self-harming kind of mistake, you show mercy to them. Yeah? And help. Who should you help first? Wa'ita is your qurba, those who are closer to you, the family members, and those who need your help. And always be ready in forbid al fahsha and munkar. That means you must engage in all good things and also participate in going against all the wrongdoing. You know, if you are together collectively, you can do a lot of good things. You know the truth, everybody knows the truth, but only one or two dare to speak out, the rest quiet. Then you cannot change. If everybody get together, it's not one or two talking, thousands of people is saying, you are wrong. This is unjust. Then normally the authority will take it more seriously. Because it's not one or two, 10 person talking about, thousands of people is coming out. Thing will change. So what the Prophet ﷺ had hardly finished reciting the verses when his opponent and below asked him to repeat, astonished at its lofty wording, sacred meaning and clarity. He was possessed by its great ability to influence people. He did not wait long, but immediately raised his voice, state his confession concerning it, to declare what Allah wants him to say. Yeah. By Allah, it has a sweetness. It is full of elegance. Its lowest portion is for folies, and its highest portion is for fruit. No human can say such thing. A Muslim and believer then must even more so allow what is allowed and forbid what is forbid by Allah. That means every Muslim who believe in Allah are ready for fahsha wal munkar. Ready to engage in what is right, do it collectively and forbid what is wrong. And whoever is being oppressed, and you know it is your duty to protect them. It is your duty to be with them. Yeah, don't allow anybody to oppress anyone. If you do nothing now, the time will come something may happen to you later on and nobody is there for you. How do you feel? If you don't care about the children being killed innocently in Gaza, actually now, what will happen if one day it happened to us? We may cry for help, but nobody care. Yeah. So everybody must be ready to engage in what is good and also participate in stopping what is bad. Amal ma'ruf, nahi munkar. And you will see the life in this world will get better and everybody will have their right. We'll live in peace. May Allah bless all of us, brothers and sisters. And please remember, the word of Allah is in the hand of everyone. Those who don't have a Quran with you, just let us know. We can prepare for all of you because every Muslim should have a Quran. Today, alhamdulillah, you can download the Quran in your phone and you can just keep on checking. And fantastic, the world, the technology today, you have doubts about anything, you want to find anything, you just have to ask. Ask who? Ask who now? The good teacher is close to you. Ask the teacher if you need some ayat urgently. Who should you ask? Huh? Who do we ask? Today. Today's world. Wow. Well, you can go to Google, man. You can go to AI. You can talk to him. Siri. Please, I want to know the ayat that talk about corruption. Then he will send all the ayat to you already. Yeah, everything has been, yeah. Alhamdulillah, it's Allah's, yeah, technology too. Because all the technology is a gift from Allah. I always said, use the IT today, guided by the old IT, you get a lot of reward. The IT today is the technology that we are exposed to. But it must be guided by the old IT that the Prophet was sent for that. What is the old IT? Iman and taqwa. When you have iman, you have faith. The faith will always guide you to the next level, to taqwa. When you have taqwa, then Allah promised us. He said, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا وَيَرْزُقْهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبْ. Whoever attained taqwa, then all his problem consider solved. Because Allah is there to show you ways to overcome your problem. Problem is there. Problem is information. Problem is reality of life. Problem is knowledge. Problem is wisdom. You learn through problem. And Allah promised us, if you have taqwa, Allah said, I will show you ways to overcome your problem. When Allah is there to show you the way, you are considered safe. And then he said, what is the most thing that we fear, even we know this is right, we fear to speak out the truth, is because of risk, because of the worldly life. What did Allah say? وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا وَيَرْزُقْهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ. I will provide for you what you need in this life. That means your provision, your risk will be provided by Almighty, the Creator, the Provider, Ar-Razzaq. What fear do you have? You shouldn't have any fear. The risk that you are working every day, every night, for your future, Allah say, I provide for you. When Allah wants to give you risky, brother and sister, He can give you in ways that you cannot imagine. You just have to have taqwa. Yeah. Don't trade your iman and your taqwa with dunya, with anything in this life. Yeah. It is yours. And Allah will bless all of us and strengthen our iman and make all of us like what we have been asking Allah. Rabbana atina fid dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasana wa qina azabanna. O Allah, give me success in this life with the right knowledge of this world, and give me success in the next life and happiness. Save us from all the torment of hellfire. Save us from bad ending. Allah help those who help themselves. Just be honest to yourself. Talk to yourself. When you see the mirror every day, what do you see? Do you see other people or see yourself? If you see the mirror and you saw somebody standing behind you, and you know you're alone there, you better run away. Something is happening in the house. When you see the mirror, you see yourself. So, be good. Smile to yourself. You see the smile will come back to you. Be kind to yourself. You see all the kindness come to you. Inshallah, Allah help those who help themselves. May Allah bless us. May Allah guide us, brothers and sisters. We'll give only two questions today. Then we have some revision to carry on. And we hope all of you who are here will stay on to witness how we welcome our new brother, new sister to Islam. If there is any question, now we open for Q&A. Fatafaddal. Any question from the brothers first? Brother, no question, alhamdulillah. Sisters, any question from the sisters? Any question from the sisters? Allahu Akbar. At the end of the class, normally we'll give the right back to the brothers and sisters if they still have some question or they are not clear about certain matters. So it's our duty to make sure that they have the right understanding and they don't misinterpret the knowledge that we share with them. If there's any question online? No question online today. Everybody is still traveling, I think. For those who are traveling, we pray for their safe journey, that they'll be back after the long holidays, So when there is no question, our understanding is that what I have shared with all of you, you do have the understanding, inshallah. But sometimes I do another exercise, tell me what you have learned. Can somebody share with me what you have learned from an hour lectures? Inshallah, next class. So, brother and sister, we can organize the revision today. So, I will end. Let us end with Tasbih Al-Kifara first. There's an adab in Islam. When you start with Qudbatul Hajjah, and you end with Tasbih Kifara, so that Allah will forgive us for what we have not been doing what is right. And may Allah accept our repentance. I'm going to recite this slowly. Please, everybody follow me to recite this prayer. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilaik. The meaning of this prayer, glory be to you, O Allah, all praises belong to you. We bear witness there's none worthy of worship except you alone. To you we ask for forgiveness, forgive us, O Allah. To you we repent, O Allah, accept our repentance. Amin. Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.